Well, talking about the Everest, I want to have a chat with Benjamin Smith, the trainer of In Her Time. Morning, Ben.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. We spoke on the weekend, and the last thing you wanted to do was embarrass yourself. So I just thought we'd have a chat. I mean, I don't know whether you know whether you think your horse is, you know, up to running in an Everest, but I think she, in some way, she is, because she's a mare that obviously is in very good form at the moment.
Yeah, she certainly is, and she just seems to continue getting better with racing. You know, we just kind of lose sight of the fact that she's only had the 14 starts, and you know, the last four have been at the highest level, and she's produced terrific runs, especially her last couple.
Yeah, look, if people are looking, we're a fair way off and the slots are going early, and that's one thing Ron Duffy spoke about on Monday morning with us, that the slot owners don't want to go too early because suddenly horses may come back in early spring and may not have the form of the autumn, or you might have something just jump out of the tree and think, gee, you deserve a slot. So it's difficult for the slot owners, but right now, In Her Time probably deserves to be there.
Yeah, well, she's going great. You know, she handles Ramwick well. The 1200 really suits her. I feel probably she's better suited to a 1200 rather than a 13 or 1400. So, you know, she's just having a little let up at the moment. And by the time she comes back in the work, she'd be 12 weeks to the Everest, which would be perfect timing for her.
Yeah, understand. So she's having, at this stage, the Australian Turf Club and Racing New South Wales are finalising lead-up racing details, and we expect that any day as an announcement. But as it stands right now, you're looking at the Manikado in Melbourne first up?
Yes, we are. Look, we're just going through finalising. We'll still nominate In Her Time for the ATC slot. We'll have that finalised later this afternoon and probably submitted early in the morning.
Yep.
But at this stage, we'll look to the Manikado, but we've definitely got systems in place that if an opportunity did arise, we'll be ready to go.
Well, she was so good on the weekend. She, you know, missing the start, bumped by another horse, and still running third, beaten a length. Many suggest that she should have been winning, and winning are two different things. But she's gone to the paddock for a 3-week spell in really good form.
Yeah, she certainly has, and look, she just pulled up great. As soon as we got her home from the races, she had her head down and was picking grass, and then she was straight into a feed, and she really hasn't missed a beat. So it's just great to see her just keep improving, and look, she's probably got even more improvement to come, which is very exciting for us.
Well, it is. Whatever the future is, we know she's pretty brave and everything like that. Mate, we'll stay in contact. Good luck. pardon me. Obviously, you've just said that you are putting the paperwork in to be there as a possible through the ATC.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it hurts to get it organised. And, you know, like I said, if an opportunity did arise, everything's in place for us to, you know, have 100% for the day.
Good on you, Ben. Thanks for your call, mate, and good luck. We'll wait and see what the outcome is over the next few weeks.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Smith there from Newcastle on In Her Time.